Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got so many of those, man. You know, Matt is you guys know what Matt means to me and that whole group. Julio, Matt, Mohamed Sanu, that whole crew, Taylor Gabriel, Calvin Ridley, just anybody that was on that offense those years I was coaching, because of the impact that they've had on my career and how to deal with superstar players and how to deal with guys who are absolutely about ball. And Matt was one of those guys who just absolutely demanded it every single day, and he brought it every single day, and he personified the toughness that you need in order to play that position in this game.
That was Coach Raheem Morris on Matt Ryan, who will be inducted into the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor tonight during the Thursday night football game against the Buccaneers. So what a special moment it will be for Matt Ryan, having been a part of this franchise for 14 seasons, and now he'll be a part of them forever.
Yeah, but I think I can echo what Raheem is saying right there, because obviously I had the pleasure of sharing a locker room. And no matter what Matt did on the field, and I'm talking about pregame, postgame, middle of the week, whatever it was, he was so consistent as a person. There's so much value in that when you have consistency as a person and somebody that's leading the way, right? You don't have to worry about, you know, his ups and downs. He was always going to show up with the same work ethic. It's the reason he was so consistent throughout his career in terms of what he was able to do at the quarterback position.
You think Kirk walks over to him at some point and says, "Hey, man, how do I unlock the tight end? You did it. How do I do it?"
I don't think Kirk's worried about the tight end, to be honest with you. I really don't. Matt's going to be like, "Dude, Tony was getting separation and everything else, right?" I mean, Matt would say, "Hey, my Hall of Famer's my tight end's in the Hall of Fame."
Yeah, but he got Kyle 1,000 yards.
I know he did, man. That was a very spry, very youthful Kyle Pitts.
I went back and forth all day yesterday. People wanted to tell me how and why and all this stuff about, you know, the tight end and how he's being misused.
I don't know how you have the energy, man. I saw some of that.
You're
I don't know
crazy.
How you find the energy for that.
Well, I don't know either.
I got time. Is that what you were going to say?
No, I did some of it in the middle of like my walk with Sprinkles. I did some of it when I had to take my truck to Joe's and get it up there at my Woodstock and get my work done on it. And I mean, I here and there. I tell you what drives me nuts the most about this whole thing before we move on. I know you got Kirk Cousins on Tyler Allgeier is this whole, it's always someone else's fault, you know? It's always, well, it's not his fault. I'm sorry, but if I've got a 6'6 tight end who weighs 250 pounds and he's getting bodied and ran through by a 6 foot, 190-pound guy, that's a problem. If Drake London is making the contested catches that tight ends normally make, that's a problem. That's the guy that we're having to put up the bat in those situations and not the tight end. Those are all... He's not just here to run by guys, and I hate to break it to you, but if you think you're going to run by a linebacker, they're going to come up and just put hands on him right off the bat and knock him off that route because he's not being physical.
You said something yesterday that I have to give you complete credit for, and it was off there, but you said Drake London is essentially our tight end right now, and I completely agree with you. He is making the contested, rangy, wingspan-style catches that you're used to seeing tight ends make down the field, and he's doing it in a clutch way. So I'm completely with you. Darnell Mooney is playing like wide receiver one, and Drake London is playing like tight end one. And it's just, it's crazy. And then we continue to try to find Ray McLeod on third down. And
he's finding a way to be open.
And he is. And he's got quick twitch and he's doing a number of things and he understands what we're trying to do offensively. So it is. And I just, I think I speak for a lot of this fan base when it's like, I'm tired of the Kyle Pitts question. Like, I don't even want to start, keep diagnosing it. You know, he's got a touchdown. He's got an explosive play this year, and we'll see what happens tonight.
All right, since you brought it up, Bo, let's take a listen to Kirk Cousins on Tyler Allgeier and how good he's been this season.
Yes, what you just said, the ability to, you know, turn a one-yard gain into a four-yard gain, or in the case of last week, a four-yard gain into a 14-yard gain. You know, that's usually the mark of a good player is can they make the first guy miss? Can they turn a play that would have been a gain of two and turn it into a gain of five? It's not headline grabbing sometimes when a two-yard run becomes a five-yard run, but when you talk about what I just answered the previous question, which is staying ahead of the chains, giving yourself manageable down distances, that does that. And so it makes a meaningful difference for our offense.
He's got 2 100-yard games, his two largest games ever rushing. 200-yard games, one against the Saints, one against the Bucks. If there is a game to come out and test him early and see if he's got it that night and he's going to be the hot hand, it's this game. It is this game tonight with Bijan on the hamstring, even though he said he's good to go. Tonight is the night. If you're going to use Tyler Allgeier early and often, it's tonight.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.